It's the mini podcast you didn't know you needed to listen to. Right up your alley. Featuring voiceover and radio talent Allie Burlow, who just so happens to also be president of the Nerdy Nerd Nerdster Club. And now, Allie Burlow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Up your alley. Yes, I'm still here doing my podcasty-like thing in a miniature form. Yeah, so it's still here, up your alley. Today is kind of interesting because it's a topic I often debate, with my husband, who is not this, and of course I am. Thus, it becomes a little bone of contention at times when I like to nap and he doesn't. So yes, today we're talking about napping, and I am a huge fan of the nap. I have used it for years. He? Not a napper. Very cranky napper. Not a fun time when you're dealing with the person that took the nap and is now cranky. But I got some of this information on the internet from Time Magazine because this is a fascinating topic. Some people say, oh no, it's very bad for you. Can't nap. Nope. Babies do it. If babies are doing it, why can't we do it? Honestly. But this one researcher says that naps are actually good for most people, but you really should keep them on the shorter side between 15 and 90 minutes can improve brain function ranging from memory to focus to creativity. For some people, naps are as restorative as a whole night of sleep. Now, see, that's what I like to do. Jam extra whole nights of sleep into my day so that I have the night sleep and then night sleeps during the day. Right, that's what I do. Anyway, it also has been linked to lower rates of cardiovascular disease and inflammation. So, hey, you know, you're helping yourself. That's what I like to say. You're just helping yourself. But, you know, the reason that some people aren't nappers could really be boiling down to genetics. How weird is that? Like, genetics tells you whether you can nap or not? What is that? I like to nap. And if you are a natural napper like myself, you typically wake up feeling energized and alert and not discombobulated. So if you wake up from a nap, if you feel A-OK and, hey, let's conquer the rest of the day, then you are my friend in natural napping. And you know what? Maybe we should just discuss that. I'm not going into any of the negative benefits of negative benefits. What is that? A negativity of napping, because I just refuse to believe any part of it's negative. So that's it. That's my spiel on napping. And I'm going to take one now. So have a great day. Enjoy your naps if you choose to have them. And anytime you want to reach out, ideas, talk about it, you want to tell me your napping strategies, I'd be happy to listen. minipodcastfun@gmail.com. minipodcastfun@gmail.com. And also, this reminds me, if you do find this podcast on iTunes, which it is available on iTunes and Anchor, and it's got its own web page at Libsyn, you can like it or leave me a comment, and I will be happy to talk about them here. So yeah, just give me a like, forward, share, whatever you need to do. Other than that, you guys have a stupendous day. And we'll talk to you later. Good night.
Thanks for listening to Right Up Your Alley with Allie Burlow. Email about anything, anytime at minipodcastfun@gmail.com. Please spread the good nerdy nerdster news about Right Up Your Alley to your friends.